The first case of Ebola was reported in Kailan district on May 25th after a nurse came into contact with an Ebola carrier and later died. Since then, the death toll has been steadily increasing, especially in the eastern district of Kailan and Kenema. Doctors say the Ebola virus could be contacted by contact with body fluids from someone who is infected. That includes touching or washing of the body of an Ebola victim. Caregivers may come into contact with diarrhea, vomit, semen and blood from the infected family member. Scientists also warn against eating wildlife that carry Ebola, including monkeys, chimpanzees, wild antelope, fruit bats and other bush meat. In the last 2 months, health workers have mounted crusade against Ebola through radio broadcasts, street shows, workshops and community outreach. The effort aims to educate the public about the spread of the virus and to explain how the use of disinfectants like chlorine, soaps, detergents can kill it on common surfaces. The campaign is supported by UN agencies, the International Rescue Committee, the Irish NGO called GOAL, government and other donors. A police source says 70 police personnel have been deployed at various entry points in the district of Kailan, Kenema, to allow health workers to screen passengers coming from Ebola-affected communities. The rationale is to restrict the movement of the people and prevent the spread of the disease. People with high fevers are further tested for malaria and typhoid. Those suspected of having Ebola are quarantined. The deputy matron of the Kenema Government Hospital, Finda Josephine Saidu, says doctors have stepped up the fight. She elaborates on the Ebola Center, which is managed by 4 doctors, 2 local and 2 foreign.
Basically, we are managing the cases. As we all know, these are palliative cases. We don't have specific treatment for Ebola. We are just managing the symptoms that are coming up, more especially in terms of replacing the fluid loss that patients come in with, vomiting and diarrhea. And sometimes the bleeding, we do use some anticoagulant at least to stop the bleeding. Basically, we are just using some palliative treatment to manage these cases.
Josephine Saidu mentioned how devastating the Ebola virus has been, especially on health workers at the management unit.
Now, health workers are being involved. But as some of us, this is a new disease condition that has come into our country, and we have sacrificed to work with this particular unit. We are still doing our research, because by the way our health workers are being infected, even the preparation, let's say we have these PPEs when you are going in there, that protect personal protective equipment. If you don't know how to dispose of this protective equipment, you will protect others, but in the other way around, you will infect yourself. For Kenema District, 13 nurses have died. And presently, as I'm speaking, 6 of them are admitted in the hospital.
She added that nurses are putting their lives on the line to save the country from the epidemic, and are urging the public to report suspected cases early to the hospital. She said Ebola is real and can be prevented if reported early. In related development, a local task force has been created to better control the disease. In one recent briefing, Mayor of Kenema City Council Joseph Kefala says the fight against Ebola needs to be localized.
As part of our activity, councillors and ward committee members should be seen championing the fight against Ebola at ward levels. They will support the surveillance team, report suspected Ebola cases to the center, promote the use of chlorine, and complement the efforts of the social mobilization team.
He urged the public to cooperate with health workers in surveillance and control. He asks people not to discriminate against disease survivors and nurses working at the Ebola management unit. Health workers say there are a lot of misconceptions about Ebola. A few weeks ago, the police arrested a man who allegedly assaulted a nurse, accusing her of having the illness. Some believe nurses carry the disease or inject illness into the people. Cases have been reported of suspected Ebola carriers refusing to get into ambulances and families abandoning cops so that health workers cannot follow them. The religious community believes that the fight against Ebola needs a spiritual approach. Special prayers are offered in mosques and churches. Health workers say the fight against Ebola in Sierra Leone will continue until the disease finally dies out. Specialist says outbreaks normally last for about 3 months if adequate steps are taken to fight the virus. Already, there have been few reported suspected cases in the capital, Freetown, and other provincial towns, but government is making frantic effort to eliminate the disease. For VOA Africa, I am Bart Jackima reporting from the second largest city, Bo, Sierra Leone.